We had a very emotional night at the National Draft last night, and this man was as genuine as any going around. And it was great to see his interview on Fox Footy afterwards, and the moment when Essendon, one of the power clubs, big clubs of the competition, read out his name. You can't even put it into words, so we won't bother, but he's the pick 13 in the National Draft. He's a bomber. His name is Ben Hobbs. He's here for Tyre Power, your number one draft pick for tyre safety. Ben, welcome again to SEN Breakfast, and big congratulations for last night.
G'day. Morning, Sam and David. Thanks so much. It was a fantastic night and one that I won't forget, that's for sure.
Oh, geez, it was a powerful moment when you were drafted. I mean, can you even put it into words? It was a really emotional moment watching you, living it. What was it like?
Oh, it was an unbelievable moment. I was probably thinking clubs a little bit earlier said to me that I'm a really big chance, and that didn't happen. But I guess I just kept an open mind and really had my eyes set on the Bombers. And when that happened, I was, just so emotional and so happy. And my dad's, as I said, he's an Essendon supporter, and he's so proud. So it was a great moment.
Just the stress of the whole build-up, Ben. Yeah. You could see that release, and we all felt for you. Sliding to pick 13, you must have been thinking at some stage. I mean, most had you going at around 7 or 8, around that sort of area. Once you started sliding, do you think, oh, this is going to get embarrassing for me, or you're getting consumed by the fact that you might not be taken of night one? Was that the reason for the emotional outpouring?
Yeah, it definitely was. I think I probably had a fair chance that I'd go on the first night, but got a bit emotional, got a bit nervous, and but it all worked really well, and I'm so happy to go when I did. And
what was the night like?
Not too much about the pick now.
Afterwards, I mean, it just looked like it was about to burst into a celebration. You're pretty much waiting for the coverage to stop, I reckon.
Yeah, no, it wasn't too big of a night last night, but the Essendon boys, five of them come and saw me at the London Tavern, so that was a really special moment and met my family and made me feel a bit more comfortable, and that was really special.
I heard Dyson Heppel drove down to pay a visit at the London Tavern, which is where the function was, of course.
Yeah, he did, and there was a few others as well. So that was, it was really good to meet those boys, and I've had a lot of messages from the Essendon family, and can't wait to get started.
Never misses an opportunity to have a beer, Dyson. That's all that's about, Ben. He's just using you as an excuse. Hey, explain or just give a quick praise of yourself as a footballer. And everyone tells me your staple is just a Trent Cotchin style midfielder, defensively diligent, but can win the footy at will.
Yeah, I think that's someone I've definitely watched a lot of. I think he's my competitiveness is something that I pride myself on every game. And if I just compete, my strengths are going to come out. So probably think my strengths are probably winning the contested footy, tackling and running both ways. And I like to hit the scoreboard sometime as well. But it's just compete every game and you can't go wrong, I don't think.
And just on that competitiveness, Ben, which every time your name's mentioned, that's almost the next word that comes off people's tongue. So is that something that you've developed and really harnessed over time? Is it something that's natural in you? I guess when we watch the draftees and their year unfold, it's all athletic testing and who can jump this and who can run that. But until you cross the white line and you really see who's prepared to have that thirst for the contest, is that something that you've had all the way through?
Yeah, I think when it comes to anything competition, I just love to win. And I think that just transitions into my footy. And I wanted to be an AFL player so bad. You could probably see it last night, but just can't wait to compete at the next level and, try to put my best foot forward.
To get to Essendon, I know there's a little bit in that because around that pick, I mean, you're a chance to be in Adelaide with Port Adelaide, you're a chance to be at West Coast, GWS and Brisbane. They were the picks around the Essendon pick. So to land at Essendon, not too far from home, I mean, I know it's a bit of a drive and a bit of a trip for your parents and your family and that sort of thing, but that's a big result for you. You would have played against a lot of these midfielders that went above you. When you're sitting there and hearing their names called out, you're sitting there thinking, gee, I played okay against this guy. I can mix it with Dacos. I can mix it with Horn Francis. Is that something that goes through your mind when those names were getting called out?
We might have just lost him there. We might get him to move a little bit to the left. Benny, if you can hear us, maybe just take a step sideways. We'll have another crack at it if he's still there.
You there, Ben?
We might have just lost him. We might need to reset there. Actually, it's funny, though. He comes from Horsham, of course, Kingy.
Yep.
Back in the day, and a lot of people will know this, that was an Essendon zone. In fact, it was an Essendon zone for decades. There's actually should be scores of Essendon supporters in Horsham, and hence probably the reason why his old man's a big Bombers supporter. It's been an Essendon sort of stronghold for many a year.
It's a big difference, isn't it, from having to go interstate to being a Melbourne selection. And I think we often overlook that. The call for names just comes out, and we just spin through the draft as is. But it's a huge thing for a young family.
We'll try again. Benny, you got us?
Yeah, I think I've got you.
Not too bad. We'll persist. Kingy, where were you?
I was just asking, you've played against all these midfielders and the names have been read out. What's your form like against some of them? Have you played against Horn Francis? What's your history with Dacos and those sorts of players?
Yeah, I definitely love to go against the best. And I didn't get against Horn in the last few years, but I played against him in under 15s. And I think the Vic Country boys did a good job on him. And yeah, I played a few times with Dacos, and obviously he's a really special player. But I definitely felt like I went all right. But again, I didn't really try to compare last night. I was just waiting for my name, and so happy with when it got called.
You spoken to the coach yet, Ben?
I think he spoke to Dad last night when I was doing some media. But no doubt, hopefully, I can talk to him today. And I've spoken to a fair few people from Essendon today, and it's really exciting.
It's a real head-spinning time, isn't it? What's the process from here? When do you actually report for training, and when do you actually walk in the club for the first time and get into it?
To be honest, I haven't even heard. I think I'm meeting with someone from Essendon at 11 o'clock, and then I'll get all the details about next week. But I think, I'll probably go in Monday next week, I'm presuming. But we've got a bit of media this morning, and then, it's exciting.
Outside of footy, tell us about Ben Hobbs. What do you do outside of footy?
Oh, no.
It's definitely been something that I've been trying to develop, what I can do away from footy. And I think golf's something that I'm really passionate about. And I love hanging out with mates as well. As I was in the boarding house for 4 years, and spending time with my mates is a really special time as well.
He's a golfer, Sammy.
Go on, ask him.
There's a lot of Essendon boys love their golf and are very good at it, so he'll fit in perfectly down there. Sammy's thinking about turning pro, but that's a whole other discussion, Ben. We'll do that next time we chat. He's off 54 at the moment. He's got some work to do. When did you find out that Essendon were going to select you? Obviously, it slid down a fair bit. Do you get a heads up? Do you get a call from the club first or prior to that, to your name being read out, or is it absolutely cold?
So pretty much Essendon, Adrian rang me probably in the afternoon yesterday and just said, if you get to our pick, we're probably a big chance. And then I think my manager, Marty Pask was on the phone and Adrian sent a thumbs up about 2 minutes before the pick. So, that was really awesome.
Awesome. And just when you dropped out there momentarily, Ben, we're talking about where you hail from, which is Horsham, which back in the day was an old Essendon recruiting zone. What's the scene like in Horsham? Is it a real Essendon supporter stronghold up there?
I think so, probably.
Maybe not.
But my family is really Essendon. That's their club, and that's why it's so special for me. And they're really happy with that, so it's all unbelievable.
We wish you the best of luck, mate. Yes. It was awesome to watch it last night. I'm in 100% honesty there. I loved it. I love seeing it. Essendon supporters, the texts are coming through. They can't wait to see in action next year. And geez, you must be excited. I appreciate you taking the time this morning to share your journey with us.
Thanks, Sam and David. Really appreciate it.
And Benny Hobbs there.
Well,
good man.
Mate, go well.
He even refused to take the bait on the 54 as well, which is very, very kind of him.
He sort of took it.
He was here for Tyre Power. Of course, he had to say golf. Draft 3 tyres, get your 4th tyre free. Anyone else play the game? On Falcon Passenger Tyres.